You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane, and welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Here are the evening news headlines for Monday, August 15. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has ordered an investigation into allegations that former Prime Minister Scott Morrison secretly gave himself extra powers during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. It comes after the Weekend Australian reported that Mr. Morrison awarded himself ministerial powers over the finance, health and resources portfolios without the knowledge of his cabinet. The unprecedented move followed emergency measures under biosecurity laws and meant he could administer health and finance powers which at the time were supposed to be under the control of Greg Hunt and Matthias Cormann. News.com also alleges that ScoMo swore himself in as Resources Minister and used the power to overturn former Minister Keith Pitt's approval of a controversial gas project off the New South Wales coast. Mr. Albanese has accused his predecessor of trying to act like a president instead of a prime minister, saying that his actions were contrary to the Westminster system of government and completely unacceptable. The ABC reports that the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet is seeking advice from the Solicitor General about the legality of Mr. Morrison's actions. A 63-year-old man allegedly responsible for a shooting at Canberra Airport yesterday will undergo a mental health assessment after being charged with firearms offences. At least three shots were fired inside the terminal at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, shattering several windows and causing huge delays, but thankfully not injuring anyone. The man faced the ACT Magistrates Court this morning, charged with firing and possessing a Smith & Wesson revolver and intentionally discharging the gun, causing another person to fear for their safety. He did not apply for bail and the case will return to court on September 5. A motive for his actions is yet to be determined. Several key documents related to last year's defamation case against the ABC by former Attorney General Christian Porter will be kept secret for between 10 and 30 years. The decision by the federal court means unredacted versions of some items will remain secret from the public for at least a decade, with one document to remain suppressed until 2052. It marks the end of a long legal battle which began after an episode of the ABC's Four Corners program in November 2020, which included historical rape allegations against an unnamed cabinet minister. The legal action was settled outside the federal court in May 2021, but led to a protracted battle over a judge's ruling that disqualified prominent Silk Sooth Chrysanthu SC from representing Mr. Porter. The situation finally came to a close today after the former MP agreed to pay substantial legal costs after failing to overturn the disqualification order. High-profile New South Wales Labor MP Walt Secord has stood down from his roles in the Shadow Ministry amid allegations of bullying. The veteran MP is accused of mistreating parliamentary staff, with opposition leader Chris Minns saying that many of his colleagues are concerned about the opposition police spokesman's behaviour. Mr. Minns told reporters he will be encouraging those people to submit formal complaints against Mr. Secord, but says he personally has never witnessed any inappropriate behaviour. The allegations first emerged on Friday following the publication of a long-awaited parliamentary report into sexual harassment and bullying in the New South Wales Parliament. Mr. Secord says he knows he can be too blunt and too direct in a fast-paced workplace, and that if any parliamentary staff members feel my conduct in the workplace was unprofessional and caused offence or distress and was unacceptable, I unreservedly apologise. He's also vowed to be part of repairing the culture in state parliament and to address his shortcomings. Victoria's Monash University will house a new mRNA vaccine production facility after signing a 10-year deal with drugs manufacturer Moderna. Up to 100 million vaccine doses will be produced each year, with Moderna also setting up its headquarters and a regional research centre in Victoria. While confirming the new partnership today, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said, "The pandemic has shown us how important local manufacturing capability is to our security and to our health." That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on whether nuclear power is the answer to Australia's rising power bills and emissions, or if it could threaten our Aussie way of life.